You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We're back. It's my pleasure to say, joined by Jessica Vaughn, one of the great lights in the whole immigration battle space. She directs policy studies for the indispensable Center for Immigration Studies. You can find a lot of important research and analysis by her and her colleagues at cis.org. Jessica is, among other things, a retired Foreign Service officer. She is one of the few I've come across who is very squared away. She is also an instructor for senior law enforcement officers in the state of Illinois. We're delighted to catch up with her. Jessica, welcome back. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, this is a particularly timely conversation, a little perhaps premature, but we're able to anticipate, I think, a decision perhaps as early as this afternoon. As we speak, that's still in the future. As this airs, it will be afterwards. But I'm thinking through the decision now pending action by the president. He has until the 5th of September to render a judgment on this so-called DACA program, lest he be brought into court by a bunch of Republican attorneys general. Jessica, remind us what DACA stands for and tell us a little bit about what we know about the people who make up its population.
DACA stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and it was basically a de facto amnesty program for illegal aliens who arrived in the United States as children under the age of 16, usually brought by their parents, but they could have come on their own also, and who've lived in the country continuously for 5 years or more, and it offered them a work permit and de facto protection from deportation. And the Obama administration gave out more than 700,000 work permits under this program. And the Trump administration, despite the president's promises to end it immediately, continued the program on autopilot so that we're now up to nearly 800,000 people in the country who have received this benefit. The news media and the activists for amnesty love to portray this group as college students who, you know no other country but the United States of America and grew up here and are American in all but citizenship. But in fact, it's a bit more complicated than that. There's been almost no credible research on this topic, and the federal government has not released much information either. But one scholar at Harvard University has done a survey of more than 2,000 of them, and I think it's a very credible survey with good academic scholarship. He found that about 73% of the people with DACA are in a low-income household and accessing at least one public assistance program. Only about 22% of them are actually college graduates, and an equal number, roughly, are actually high school dropouts. And another one-fifth have no plans to go beyond high school for their education. So this is not a highly educated set of illegal aliens necessarily, and many of them are going to be accessing welfare programs if they are to be legalized. In fact, many of them probably started accessing welfare programs once they got their DACA because that's what the program allowed for and wanted to do under President Obama. So, you know, this is something that Congress really needs to consider and the president needs to consider going forward because this is a program that imposes a significant cost on American communities where they are. The other thing is that these individuals were not highly screened at all. Almost all of them got their status without even an interview with the government. More than 2,000 of them have had their DACA revoked because of criminal activity or involvement in gangs. I know of one case where, after getting DACA, an MS-13 gang member got a job as a custodian at a middle school in Maryland and used his position to recruit new members and intimidate kids into joining the gang. So they're certainly not all college valedictorians. There needs to be a better screening process in place for this. And, you know, we've experienced some problems because of DACA.
me ask you, the president has expressed real angst about what is before him in this case. And I think some of it, as you say, Jessica Vaughn, is almost certainly because of this very sympathetic portrayal of who these folks are. He nonetheless is under pressure, among others, from Republican attorneys general to end this program, this unconstitutional amnesty. There are, however, some who are suggesting that there may be a grand bargain available to him in the pending congressional action on the budget, that perhaps he would get some funding for beginning the construction of the wall, or perhaps it would be the promise of better internal enforcement of our immigration laws, if only he will agree to continue in some shape or form the DACA program. What are you hearing on that score, and how advisable would such a grand bargain be as you see it?
Well, the amnesty proponents in Congress, like Marco Rubio and a few others, certainly the Democrats, have seen the writing on the wall for DACA, that it's going to be found unconstitutional eventually and be ended. So they are looking to put together a legislative fix for the Dreamers. And there is a, I think there is a real concern that they will do what they've always done in the past and try to get an amnesty without anything offsetting the fiscal costs of the of an amnesty, the security risks, or the very real likelihood that such an amnesty is going to provoke more illegal immigration. That's, we know that happens in the past. And so there is a real concern that they will put together what they call a deal that turns out to be really just amnesty, amnesty with the promise of things to happen in the future. Well, a lot of us have played this game before, and we know that. And that's why the only acceptable solution, if you agree that the Dreamers should get some kind of legal status, and I think that, you know, many people are sympathetic to it, and there that there are good political arguments for doing that, it needs to be offset with permanent cuts in legal immigration, specifically the visa lottery and the chain migration categories like parents and brothers and sisters, because otherwise this is just hundreds of thousands of, you know, more immigration of people that haven't been well vetted, who are going to be bringing family members later, who are going to be, you know, imposing a fiscal burden on our communities. And so that's what folks who are concerned about immigration need to keep their eye on, that the deal, if there's going to be one, has to be for cuts in legal immigration. And if we can, I think more enforcement is going to happen under the Trump administration. I think it would be a good idea to put those into a deal as well, if it can be had. But, you know, this idea that of amnesty with the promise of future enforcement to come sometime in the future is a promise that won't be kept and should not be accepted.
Reminds me of that old line, I was born at night, but I wasn't born last night. We have, as you say, been down this road before, seen this movie before, whatever metaphor you wish to use. I hope the president will simply come out and make the decision that this program was unconstitutional. It is an amnesty. It's unacceptable, and it will be terminated. We will have a chance, I'm sure, to talk with you about that. And also, I'd hope to talk about an important idea that has just been introduced, that we might actually do in-person interviews for green cards and perhaps others. As you say, a better vetting process is needed. That's a sensible place to start, but that's a conversation for another day. Jessica Vaughn at the Center for Immigration Studies, thank you so much for joining us and for the great work you all do there. Check it out, folks, again at cis.org. Come back to us again soon, Jessica. Next up, we will talk with Noni Darwish, a former Muslim, about what we're confronting in the way of female genital mutilation and other manifestations of Sharia supremacism. That and more straight ahead.